When I was younger, much younger, the high point of my social calendar was a birthday party, preferably my own. These events always included a chocolate layer cake made from scratch by my mother. A family friend once requisitioned one of Mom's legendary creations and, with the help of Tupperware, flew across the country with carry-on cake to celebrate her daughter's birthday. Talk about two wings and a prayer. Fortunately, the cake and its escort both arrived in one piece. Earlier this summer, I attended a friend's surprise birthday party. It was no ordinary balloons and cake from the box affair. This extravaganza, celebrating the entering of a new decade, was masterminded by my friend's spouse who, conveniently, earns her livelihood by event planning. More than 50 family members and friends assembled and lay in siege at a neighbor's acreage. The birthday lad was lured onto the property with the promise of an impromptu pool party with a few friends. In place of inner tubes and paper umbrella festoon drinks, however, he was met by a bagpiper, kilted, tartaned, and variously plaid-swathed well-wishers, and an evening of Highland games and Scottish fare. Only a guest swim by from Nessie herself could have rendered the celebration any bonnier. In the weeks beforehand, the unwitting guest of honor had allegedly proclaimed, "Please, no party this year." But when the time came, he was not only surprised, but also genuinely moved by the acknowledgement of his heritage, his special day, and the outpouring of love and affection. This amazing party reminded me that as tempting as it is to skip the fuss, expense, and disruption that celebrations entail, we owe it to ourselves and our loved ones to continue to mark birthdays and to mark them in real time and space. While we don't need to pull out all the stops every year for ourselves and those dearest to us, we should, I think, do something that goes beyond electronic salutations. The social media people have largely usurped the role of the once popular little hardbound birthday calendar books. Now, someone or something on the other side of the computer screen tracks birthdays, sends reminders, and even supplies a blank window for us to fill with a few words of birthday cheer. At day's end, we can log on to see where in the queue our few words fell, and whether a half dozen or 100 others registered good wishes. No candles, banners, or off-key singing required. Call me old-fashioned, but when a loved one's birthday is approaching, I still prefer the ritual of the paper greeting card. Nothing testifies to undying loyalty like trekking to the store and, before finding just the right card, subjecting myself to enough bad verse to sink a Hallmark harbor vessel. I always look for cards with sufficient space to accommodate a handwritten note. If I'm going to part with several dollars for a card and more coins for postage, I want that paper carrier pigeon to work for its keep. I draw the line at musical cards, however. After a certain age, birthdays are startling enough without the accompaniment of a computer chip brass band. One of my fantasy occupations is greeting card writer. My birthday line would proclaim, "Here's to the best ever new year of you," and "They don't make friends like you anymore. They knew enough to quit while they were ahead." So, whether your birthday is today, next week, or somewhere in the months ahead, call the spelling police. Someone left out the X in the middle of Y-O-U. With love and best wishes for the happiest of birthdays, XXX-O-O-O.